Simon and Schuster Audio presents Star Trek Deep Space Nine, The 34th Rule, by Armin Shimerman and David George. Read by Armin Shimerman.
The universe was about to make sense. Quark stood behind the bar and anxiously studied the display screen above the replicator. Every few seconds, one complicated set of matrices replaced another, causing the display to emit a soft, electronic hum, and Quark's mind hummed along with it. It's going to happen. Monetary values would slide the way he had foreseen. He would arrange the final transactions in this elaborate financial dance, and it would be done. Soon, he would be one step closer, one significant step closer, to being able to purchase the moon he had long dreamed of owning. Quark's mind devoured the ever-changing numbers, until the heavy shuffling of feet directly behind him prompted him to blank the data. It was only morn. The lumbering figure dropped onto a seat on the other side of the bar and set down a tall cobalt blue glass. Quark nodded toward the glass.
You need a refill?
He reached for the glass, but Morn pulled it away and pointed a finger inside. Quark peered over the rim and saw a small amount of bright yellow liquid.
Oh, you don't want that. There's no flavor left in that. You're really going through this stuff. I'm going to have to order another case of Tranya from my supplier.